We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Let me tell all you sorry sons of bitches something. You see what time? Let me tell you. All you niggas care about is scoring buckets and making shots and looking cute at the three-point line. Gabe stripes up every game. I've been telling y'all since last goddamn season. I understand what it is that Miami sees in him. But no, make it shine. Like it's that many other elite fucking guard defenders on this team. I'm sick of everybody. Stay out my goddamn mention. You know what time it is. Gabe Nnamdi. Put on tonight. I don't want to hear shit else. And if the shooter comes back down to earth, so what? He's not here to shoot. He's on the fucking minimum contract. Tell somebody else to pick up 94 fucking feet. I don't want to hear it no more. Take me the fuck out, brass.
Oh. God damn.
Oh my God. There is a Siobhan version of Melody in that fucking apartment. Gotta go on a fucking sugar high. Heat win! Huge fucking matchup. Thank you, everybody, for stopping into the postgame show. Thank you, Siobhan, for that rant, man. We've never had a Siobhan rant before, so that was amazing. Man, the Heat won. Listen. No Spencer Dinwiddie. Don't give me that shit, all right? The Heat didn't have fucking Tyler Hero, their second-leading scorer. So this was a legit matchup of two of the best teams in the East. And the Heat came out here and took care of fucking business. Every guy that played tonight did their fucking job. And some guys went above and fucking beyond. First and foremost, Gabe Vincent. But we also got to give props to Caleb Martin. Like Siobhan likes to call him Galeb, the two of them together. Like it's a, the backcourt. Just like we walked into this season saying that their biggest weakness was going to be their bench. On a night that Tyler Hero did not play, on a night that Dwayne Dedmon was in the starting lineup, still their bench came through with clutch buckets, like just clutch minutes, clutch moments. Like they did their thing. And of course, Jimmy, Bam, Kyle had 12 assists. But you don't win this game without your ancillary players doing their thing. So, I mean, we got to give props to these bench guys, the role players. This team, and we walked into the season saying this, like, they're really well constructed, right? Like, they are constructed to do the things that, like, they need to do. It's not like before where you're worried about who's going to be the point guard off the bench, who's going to be the backup five. They are well constructed, and these guys are out here taking care of business. I am Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. I think I said Dwayne Dedmon started tonight. I was wrong. I've been drinking. Since earlier, you know, me and my wife were watching Married at First Sight. It's a reunion show. It got a little crazy. So, you know, mm-hmm. she brought out the wine. I brought out the vodka. Shit happens. I am Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. Welcome into the Miami Heat Beat post-game show. Hangover time. Go ahead and bring me out, Brass. So you guys are saying that Dwayne Dedmon did not start tonight.
He did not start.
I watched the game. I did. I watched the whole game. I really did. But yeah, I mean, that's a big one, man. They you know, go up against one of the other best teams in the East. I do not totally believe in that team, but to just, I mean, beat their ass by 15 points. And even when they were down in the first quarter, I don't even think anyone – were we really pressed? I was impressed. I really wasn't.
I wasn't scared.
No, I wasn't worried. I threw out the meme. I knew what was going to happen.
You know Jimmy was coming in to say
to this team, though. Yeah, like they've shown this resiliency that they haven't had in years past. So you just trust them.
Exactly. Yeah, they don't win this game last year. That for me is the biggest thing. They don't show up on a back-to-back last year, play through the mud in the first half because it was kind of a weird game offensively for both teams until the third. This was a really great win. And again, it shows, just as you said, Jack, the resiliency that they did not have last season. This team is hungry and they're ready. They're going to show up every night to play.
And if it were last season, they would have spread the fuck out of COVID. The Wizards.
Yeah.
That's where it all started.
But
he's correct. Going to spread the fuck out of it.
Spread the fuck out of COVID.
Like, not just regularly spread.
Nope.
The Wizards were the outbreak monkey of the 2021 season.
And we were calling it. We're like, don't do it. Don't play that game. And they did it. And look what happened.
And they played them a fucking infectious motherfuckers. If you're watching on Twitch Live, thank you very much. We love you. Continue to sub. Continue to throw bits and do all the Twitch things. We love you guys so much. You guys make this show. You support the show. The only reason you're the biggest reason we can do this show night after night. And if you're watching on YouTube, stop being fucking lazy and hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button. We consistently get more views than subscribers, which is dope, but we'd like that shit to level out a little bit. So hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button. And oh, Chris, did you have something to say before we get to what you're drinking?
Oh, just that, because I heard you when you said you don't really believe in the Wizards. This game, I was watching them, and I'm like, they're kind of decent. You know what I mean? Like, I can't exactly put my finger on why they're so decent, because they're also crappy, but they have, like, it's something there. Like, in that first half, I was looking at them. I'm like, okay, this is a game. Like, they were in it with us, you know? So I'm not sure if that'll continue or if it's, like, a fluke or what.
But there were too many Rice Krispie shots tonight for, like – like, it was, like, too much Rice Crisper. Whatever is about Chris Crisper.
Yeah, I was trying. I thought that buddy's name was Christopher the whole night until he turned around. I was like, your name starts with a K and it has a P in it? I was like, what? Crisper?
That's suspect. Anytime someone substitutes a C with a K, you got to worry about him. That's some insurrectionist shit. But anyway, let's find out what everybody's drinking. So, yes, if you're a Wizards fan, Chris Crispert is your player of the game. Like, that shit was pissing me off. I was like, if we lose to motherfucking Chris Crispert, like, the RSR random scrub heat killer shit is real.
But not even like Crispert, but he also had on, like, a cloth headband.
What was that, bro?
I was like, oh, my God.
Like, he looks like the guy at the court that, like, oh, man, he going to come out. He going to shoot nothing but threes. He's super fundamental. He's going to get on everybody's fucking nerve. Yeah, he stretches before. Yeah. Gotta get the hammies loose.
He got loafers on the court.
he was calling him Crispert. Is it Crispert? Because it's
K-R. Oh, it's Kispert.
No, it's not. It's Kispert. It's but Kispert. Reed all night was calling him Crispert.
He's a Kiss expert.
That's some fucking. That's some next level shade from E. Reed. He is. Seriously, I love that,
like,
man.
That's like, yeah.
But that's the guy who was also CRISPR the Julius Erving fridge. Player of the Year, right?
Honestly, the Julius Erving Player of the Year.
I have never heard Kispert, of that award.
He's never dunked in his life. not in a game. Motherfucker be jamming in warm-ups. Moose! What you out here? No Tyler tonight, so there's no drip drop. Don't spill no cereal on your floor.
I almost didn't show up tonight. I mean, you guys said no Tyler. I'm like, what's the point of watching the game if your best player isn't out there? But you know what? I decided to tune in because, you know, Heat culture. Let's just go with it anyways. And this Jimmy Butler guy, pretty fucking good.
Yeah, am he's I nice. Right?
I he's mean, nice what for a him. What a Pippin to Tyler's Jordan. I mean, it's really incredible. So one time for Jim BP. Drip drop.
So I didn't ask you what your player of the game was, so I'm guessing it's Jim VP. Tiff,
yeah, you did.
What are you drinking tonight, and who is your player of the game?
Oh, all right. So back on this Tito shit. Player of the game. Let me just get the combination, and I'm going to go a different way. I'm going to go Gabe and my guy PJ Tucker. Those are my players of the game.
Listen. I put this out on Twitter. I haven't looked at the numbers. I haven't looked at the Instat or the cleaning the glass or whatever the fuck website. Fuck them what? Them numbers.
Fuck all that.
But I believe that PJ Tucker is shooting 100% on floaters this year. Like, when did PJ Tucker have a knockdown floater that you can't fuck with? What has happened? Like,
because Spo said you can shoot PJ. We don't care.
Well, I know we make fun of the Raptor fans. Like, oh, you know, he just started doing this shit this year when it comes to Kyle Lowry. No, I'm sorry. I have never seen no inside fucking floater game from PJ Tucker until this year. I mean, not at this consistency, but we'll get to PJ Tucker in a little bit. Brass, what are you drinking tonight, and who was your player of the game?
Well, tonight I went a little classy, and I made a martini, but a very, very dirty martini. Mm-hmm. So I'm calling it a Caleb martini, because this guy is pretty dirty defense. I am here for it. The fucking block that he made. This guy, he's gritty, man. He is, love how that dude is balling out this year.
I thought you were gonna call it a Jokic martini because it's so dirty.
No, I'd spit that shit out. No, that's the kind they like. Everyone would brag about like how great it is and how it'll fuck you up, and then like it doesn't do anything. It's weak and tastes like shit.
Jack, you're wearing a slightly less racist hat than you normally wear on these shows. Like
I would say this is significantly less racist.
No, it looks super racist, that hat. Like,
is it?
And it's a Yankee hat too.
Yeah, it's like that's a rough one.
It's like a derogatory. I mean,
it could be
Yankee
a Red Sox cap.
It's like you mad at Yankees.
Yeah. Like you damn Yankees put this hat on.
The South, that is like a Yankee South will rise again hat.
Exactly. This doesn't happen to me on every game show.
I swear on my ancestors' graves, we will swing those bets again.
He bought that Yankee hat at the gift shop at the courthouse of Appomattox.
You motherfuckers.
At the Dred Scott Museum.
Right next to the papers. Just sitting right next to the papers.
Oh, they found that hat in the wreckage of Amistad. Sorry, Jack.
One more. Alf, he borrowed it from RJ Barrett.
I like that one. Good.
He borrowed that.
Oh, sorry, Jack.
Sorry, Jack. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
I'm drinking a Mama's Little Yellow Pilsner. It's a nice little Pilsner. I'm drinking it because every time I was watching Gabe on the floor, I kept saying, "Mama, there goes that man."
So you're really leaning into this character then tonight. Huh?
Oh, he whistled at me. Christopher. I think Moose is the only one that heard me. Christopher Maddox.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, that's not good. Christopher Maddox, host of Lightskin Opinions. What are you drinking tonight, and who is your player of the game? We're taking like 15 minutes to get into the show, but we're having a good time.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
my wife made it her a mission of hers to learn how to make a whiskey old fashioned, and she makes a damn good one. So damn. I'm drinking a homemade whiskey old fashioned. Like, I want to also say Brass used in my bag in both ways. I also ordered a dirty martini one time, like just because it sound raw. You know, I was in a nice little spot. Like, yeah, let me get a dirty martini. I didn't realize dirty meant olive juice was in it.
Yep. That's right.
I was like, okay, the olives, all right, cool. I like olives. But then, like, it was like a lot of olive juice. I was like, ugh. It's gross.
No, see, but like when awesome. I started drinking martinis, I actually hated olives. But that's how I use it as a barometer to see how fucked up I was. Because at the end of the night, I'm asking for more olives, and then I knew like, okay, no, it's time to cut them off.
It's time to cut them off.
And now I love olives. It's so good. So yeah.
But Caleb Martin, I call him the bad twin. Is very. I like him too. Like he was my player of the game too, just because the effort on defense was amazing on that play where he got the block on. Holiday, it looked like Holiday had beat him to the spot, yes. You know?
Yeah.
But he
athleticism.
He stayed with it, and then he blocked it clean. You can't block a layup any better than that. And after that, I just started really paying attention to him. His defense tonight and just his live body is, like, is good to have on the court. You always need a guy who's going to flash and a guy who can just, you know, just get up high in the air sometimes and make something happen. So I like watching him tonight, so he was my player.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brass, speaking of that block,
yeah,
I think we have that.
Let's see this, man. This is awesome.
As soon as I saw that, I was like, Brass, clip that, man. Because the thing with Caleb, he makes you watch him, mm-hmm. And that's one of the things Spo likes to say. Like when he's out there, the athleticism jumps out the screen. Bang! Like, come on, bro. Yeah.
First of all, that whole interaction right there, it was like three or four great switches, like with guys hedging around screens and getting out like before they could get beat, and he just ended up in the right spot. Holiday thought he was good too.
He thought he had it.
But Alf, you said it, man, and it's exactly what we were lacking last year, especially with the loss of DJJ. You need that athletic wing that can, you know, guard the rim, but also make plays at the rim for himself. Like you saw it on both ends tonight, and he's just, man, he's so consistent for what we're getting for a minimum contract. I dare say that's like the best signing that we had this offseason.
No, it's not the best signing. Well, I know
Lowry, but I'm saying like best bang for your buck. I mean,
it's one of the most impactful and most underrated signing, and I'll give you that definitely. Like, well, Brash just said it, one of the most underrated signings. Because Tiff, like we talked about the fact that we did not believe in this bench coming into the year. Like we like Max, right? We like Max. Max is a fun player. Hero was going to get his. Dwayne Dedmon was going to get his. But after those three, we're like, they have an eight-man rotation, and then it's a steep drop. So whenever you get minutes like you got tonight from Caleb and Gabe, like it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, well, and you needed it. If you look at the score and you look at how the points shaked out, you needed it. But, you know, we're gonna praise them, but, like, don't fall off the cliff if tomorrow night Gabe has 2 points. Let's not be running behind him with the pitchforks and he sucks and this and that. Because Gabe is who he is. if Gabe can get a couple of open shots and the first one goes in, this is what he does. When he misses that first one, he usually has a long night. So let's not, you know, let's not bury Gabe tomorrow. But listen, they played hard. They played their asses off. And that's what you need from the bench. You just need them to play hard. If you play hard on defense, good things happen on offense. That's literally how it works.
But see, Tiff, and this is what I'm trying, what I've been trying to say, like, this is the kind of game that you want, right? Like, your three guy, your two stars and Jimmy and Bam, they, you know, they got buckets. Kyle Lowry comes in and he gives you 12 assists. You're missing one of your main guys in Tyler, and other guys step up. Like, you don't need, like, Caleb Martin, we're singing his praises. He scored 7 points tonight.
Yeah, that's it. Right.
Like, it's, but that's all you need.
That's fine.
And then, and then Jack, you're talking about a guy like Duncan. Right, Duncan was 2 for 8 from three tonight. Outside of like the first quarter and a half, I have no problem with Duncan tonight. All Duncan did tonight was occupy Kyle Kuzma's attention, who's one of their best defenders. Kyle Kuzma was on nobody else but Duncan, and Duncan ran his ass around. Right, the first quarter and a half, I was pissed because he kept missing open threes, but then he made a couple threes, blah blah blah. But Duncan, they did not run offense for Duncan. They did not shut down their entire game plan to get Duncan open. He got his open shots. He occupied a defender. And on defense, he was standing motherfuckers up in the post all night, getting in the passing lanes. Like, I'm okay with the game Duncan had tonight, even if he didn't score 15 points.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. My bad. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I would say you said it on Twitter earlier that he played his size tonight. Like, he's a 6'8 guy that nobody thinks is 6'8 because he just doesn't play like it. He doesn't really have that, like, athleticism and size. But, you know, he used it tonight to, like, great results. And, yeah, I think in the earlier games this season, he was fucking up the offense. Like, he was,
yes,
like, an active disruption. He was making a lot of mistakes that weren't just shooting-related, that he was just clumsy and, like, discombobulated on offense. And like you said, they were, like, centering everything around him to get him going. This game, like, yeah, Kuzma has incredible length. He covered him really well. KCP is a very good defender. They've got guys. This is the fourth best defense in the league, if I remember correctly. And, you know, sometimes the shots are just not going to go in. But, like, you know, he did what he needed to do, and he's going to have hot nights, and he's going to have whatever nights. And he still, you know, got 2 threes in the second half, and that's all you want from him.
But it's exactly, Jack. I agree with you on that. Like, to me, when Duncan is not disrupting the offense, like, I'm okay with it. And especially if he's just not a target, because they were targeting him, Chris. Like, they were going at him in the post.
Yeah,
and
he
stood his ground, you know, like white people tend to do in Florida. And he and he did his thing. Like, I'm sorry.
He did his thing, but I got one. My big complaint with Duncan tonight was that it was one play that, like, typifies it. He caught it on, like, the far left wing, and, you know, there wasn't anything there directly. And he literally dribbled the ball diagonally all the way across the court, clean across the lane to the other, to the right wing, free throw line extended. And I'm like, cuz, if at any time you wanted to, you could have hit this man with a baby little move and hit me, give me a pull-up jump shot. I want Duncan sometimes not to just be the three-point guy. Like, when you, if you get him up off the ground on a pump, instead of looking to just step sideways or step back to shoot the three again, take that dribble in. Take that little rhythm dribble
in. He shot one mid-range tonight. I was really
He got one, but I feel like once he starts to do that, then – not only will his game open up, like, the whole team, like, because now Duncan is more than just a guy you got to chase off the line. You got to chase him off the line. If he gets by you, then you got to send somebody else at him again. Like, the chain reaction would be amazing.
You know what? I feel like we beat one of the best teams in the East tonight. And I feel like we're – I think we're negative, but I don't think the energy is there. I think it's time for a little culture chatter. Like, we need culture tonight.
Who could we get for that?
Who is going to bring the culture tonight?
Damn. Oh.
Oh, well, shit.
Well.
Bro, please take me back out to the main screen so I can look at this jackass named Jack. So I didn't bring the culture necessarily tonight because I've been waiting to come on for a big game, and this team is so goddamn good. Every game's a blowout. It's like, what am I gonna come on? We beat somebody by 20 points again. Like, all right, that's how good we are. So instead, I shift my focus to this jackass in the bottom named Jack. Now, what the fuck are you wearing? This is a Miami Heat podcast. Like, there's one requirement besides drinking and listening to this other asshole say drip drop all the time is to wear a fucking hat. That's all you have to do. It's your only requirement. And not only did you wear a New York hat, the only thing worse might have been a Knicks hat. You chose a Yankees hat. What do you got? You're the kind of guy that buys an NYPD hat. Yeah.
Okay, listen here. There's nothing more Miami than being from New York. I just stand support.
Okay, that's all you got for me. Is that that's it. That you petered out pretty bad there.
No, I've gotten my ass kicked all episode. I'm done. I got one, Jack,
and I'm not going to say anything else after this one, Jack. But on the side of that cap, is the American flag flying backwards because it's moving forward? You seen that commercial with the on the new Chevy truck?
Oh shit! All right, Cortez. They just beat who? I mean, that was they put Washington, the Wizards, over the Heat in the power rankings this week on ESPN. I mean, come on.
No, I'm perpetually annoyed. I think every show should be leading every single game. Oh, look at this art. I like this full screen. Yes. That art, by the way, I can't believe what I went through. I had to bootleg, get this frame. Yeah, look, the game, we kicked their ass. I don't even have the energy to go off because nobody's in our league anymore. Everybody we play, we beat the shit out of them. I thought what Moose was saying on a serious note was interesting about them losing this game last year, which is true, but the thing with last year, this team has played three seasons over 1 year, basically.
Yeah.
For me, I'm at the point where I'm closer to just throwing out last year entirely than using it as any sort of thing to measure people. Like, we were using that year in terms of denigrating Tyler Hero, and I'm closer to just completely throwing it out. Like, this is the second year, and I think for a handful of teams, Lakers, Bucks, Heat, Suns, perhaps, like, they've played so many seasons in this small stretch that it's you can't really look at every part of it the same. This year, you're getting a much closer sample to what the Heat really are than last year. Just was irrelevant, and they would have absolutely lost this game last year.
Well, I will say there's a lot of bubble frauds coming out this year. Like, you see Anthony Davis
fraud.
You see Jason. Now Jason Tatum's a fraud.
Slightly fraud.
He's fraudulent. He's fraudulent to Jason. You know what I mean? Like,
there's a lot of classics at the swap shop.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? The sole is extra thin.
Yeah, but it might be real.
I don't know. They switch the colors, the red and blue. You never know. You know when you get some of that swaps. But there are a lot of teams looking like they're straight out the flea. Like the look at the Hawks. Okay, I mean, the Hawks were an Eastern Conference finalists last year, and now in a healthy East, I mean, they're below 500. The Bucks. I know the Bucks are good. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not sitting here shitting on the Bucks, and they're saying they had a bunch of injuries. Oh, look what happens with a short offseason. Like, this is what happens. Like, so I feel like there is – I think Ryan has a point, man. There's, like, there are some things from last year and the year before that we got to kind of just throw away and just say, okay, look, because I feel like a lot of the power rankings – and I'll go to Moose on this – a lot of the power rankings have – the Nets and the Lakers are on the top. And I'm like, y'all don't watch a lot of basketball, do you?
Because the Nets just got drugged.
The Nets just got drugged. And you got Russell Westbrook, who's been looking shitty for like 3 years. Like, what are we doing here?
That's people that are just looking at the names on the marquee, you know? And then they look at our marquee and it says Gabe Vincent. And they didn't watch tonight, so they don't know. They don't know that he deserves to be on the marquee.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
But I couldn't agree with what Cortez was saying more. I mean, especially in regards to my guy Tyler, it's something I've been saying all year. Yeah, this is his second year. That offseason is incredibly important for every player, but especially the younger guys. And Tyler, you know, played three seasons in 2 years. He needed that offseason to get bigger, to get stronger. That goes for everybody on this team. Even Jimmy Butler looks re-energized by having that offseason, you know?
Bouncy with the legs. I mean,
yeah,
Duncan.
It's a different team. So, again, that's not to take anything away from the Bucks or anybody that had any success last year, but for the teams that were late into the bubble, especially a team like the Heat that were playing at such a disadvantage last year, give me this year's statistics over last year. That's what I'm going to actually hang my hat on.
I'll tell you something that's different this year than last year. Jimmy Butler hitting that mid-range jump shot consistently. There were times last year. There were times last year where I was like, and I think Jimmy was jumping and passing a lot. He was hesitant to shoot the ball. In this game in particular, like, he was shooting that joint. He gets you on his back. He's shooting turnaround jump shots. He's pulling up on people from like 17 feet, which is the harder mid range. You know what I mean? Because it's like, damn, one more step and it's a three. But he was killing those. And when Jimmy is hitting jump shots and driving and getting steals and getting layups,
getting to the line.
I mean, what you going to do with that?
He hitting them D-Wade post-ups right outside the paint, like that turnaround shit. Like, he's killing it. Like, he's doing a lot of things that he couldn't do last year because he didn't have his legs underneath him.
He's dunking nearly every damn game.
Oh, my God. Every game he's got a dunk. And speaking of bubble frauds and how last year was wild – like, look at the Knicks.
Bing bong.
Bing bong.
Fucking Knicks. Two losses to the Magic this year. At home.
What's his name? What's the Knicks best player's name? What's his name again?
Julius Randle.
Orange Julius.
Yeah, whatever his name is. I mean, he's a minus 68 on the year, I read.
Oh, wow. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, he's the worst. He has the worst plus minus on the Knicks. Okay,
like something I made up.
Yeah,
so
that's crazy.
I mean, legit. I'm not making that shit up.
But because he is their legit best player,
exactly.
And they need him to go for like 20 plus every night.
Cortez, culture chatter. They were trying to tell me RJ Barrett was better than Tyler Hero.
Bro, I want to be host right now because I want to change the topic because I don't even think the Knicks are worthy of our time.
Oh, there we go. Yes. Okay. What do you want to talk about?
Thank you. Well, before let me just shit on the Knicks real quick. They've made it so easy with this bing bong ding. Every team is just doing the lame thing of reposting bing bong, and I'm here. Just keep doing it, man. They're so pathetic. I hate that franchise. They can go to hell. They're not worth my time. What I want to talk about is November 29th. I'm flying in. The Denver Nuggets are going to play.
Oh, shit.
Let's talk about what's going to happen. What do we expect to happen? Because in my head, I've been just percolating. What is this going to happen? Everybody thinks I'm going to fight the Jokic brothers. We'll see. I doubt it. They probably don't want that smoke. But what I foresee in terms of happening, and we'll get to everybody. I want to hear everybody on this. I think the fans are going to fight. There's going to be full-on brawl in the stands. The tip-off is going to open with Udonis Haslem at center. He's going to punch him right in the groin, Jokic, and it's going to be on and popping. Like, in my head, I really think it's going to be a seismic event November 29th. I can't wait. That's what I'm thinking about during every game is November 29th, baby, November 29th. Also, when it gets back to me, I have some exclusive reporting I'll give to you about November 29th.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, let's go around the horn real quick. Moose, what happens November 29th?
You know, I think the Miami Heat have a special giveaway that night. I think everyone gets a little baggy, you know, so they can do a little pregame and get ready for that shit and get lit the second you get there, because it's going to be a dogfight. Not just on the court, but in the stands as well. I'm with Cortez on that one. I think UD gets in at least two solid fouls before he gets ejected in the second quarter.
Mm. I like it. Somebody on the timeline said the only reason they're playing UD right now is so it doesn't look like some cheap shit.
When he goes, I like it. Game. I can see that.
Yeah. Bro, I love the same long thing. I like all of a sudden, this quote from Pat Riley leaks about, oh, it's been this plan. We're going to play UD. They just started playing them 2 days ago because we're getting you ready for November 29th.
They're getting them ready, shaking off the rust.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because if he had to play for 2 weeks and then comes in on November 29th, it looks suspect, but now it's like he's a rotation player.
Yeah, now he comes in starting.
It's not going to be right at tip off, though.
He's good.
Not going to be
he's
right
gonna
at tip off.
All
though.
Six of them fouls off.
Yeah.
Bro, he ain't going to
gonna
six.
Be able to. He's not going to be able to.
He won't get to six. Yeah.
Tip, what's happening?
He getting the hook. Oh, he's coming in the first quarter. He's getting out of there. First quarter. He's getting out of there. Jokic is getting out of there. That skinny guy that plays guard for them is getting out of there. I don't know what his name is. The skinny one with the big head for Denver. I don't know what his name is. Like Morris or something. Might be Morris. He's getting out of there.
We got Morris.
That's what's going to. No, they got a skinny
Michael
Morris.
Michael Porter Jr.?
Oh, there's another Morris?
I know what the answer is.
Oh, you're talking about Monte Morris? Or
yes.
We don't talk about him.
That's what I said. He's getting out of there too.
Brass.
UD not gonna last.
Somebody said Knicks came back down to reality like the Range Rover CEO on Wycliffe's shoulders.
Oh Jesus.
If you did not see that video, it is amazing. Brass, what's happening November 29th?
Well, first thing first, that's a dub. We're winning. Like there's no two ways.
I don't
it.
Even guarantee it's a dub because I feel like there's gonna be mad ejections. I don't care if we win.
We're gonna fucking win. I'm not even worried about that. I think UD gets some minutes. I'm curious to see if like they're just waiting for Markieff to be like he's healthy, but like they want to bring him back for that game. Like maybe that's the game they're like holding him back for. And I don't know, man. Like I'm not sure Jokic plays. I think he's a coward.
No.
I don't think
they're gonna foul his ass in the locker room.
I'm not sure. I think he's scared.
Illness.
He's gonna come off the bus and UD's gonna hit him with that Tyler Hansbrough foul.
But one thing I'm not afraid of are his fucking lame ass brothers, man. Like no. they don't
Cortez
scare me
is gonna
one.
Handle them fucking pussies in the stand. Don't worry bit. About that. Frost. Cortez and the rest he gonna get the Kendall and Hialeah out there. And we're going to take care of that. Jack, what's happening on November 29th?
I mean, I think there's a few ways it can go down, but I think a good strategy would be if Keith's still not ready. I think he is legitimately hurt. You call up Marcus Morris. You suit him up in a Keith jersey. Who the fuck's going to know?
Yeah,
they have matching tattoos, for God's sake. And just have Marcus Morris go at him. Avenge his brother. There's nothing like, you know, familial revenge, but like more than that. Yeah, I know that sounded really fucking dark. I'm sorry, but it's going to get great. Fucking dark on November 29th.
Familial revenge.
Yeah. I think
like
a
category on Netflix,
like a spaghetti Western, like
it's coming
familial
on Netflix.
Revenge.
I do think people talk about Udonis. Like he's just like, just here to enforce the culture. He's been giving them good minutes. There is somebody on the roster though, who needs to prove their worth. Mr. Stanford brain over there, KZ Akpala, needs to come out swinging because you're not giving us minutes otherwise.
And he's going to glitch.
Or minus 29.
He's going to glitch mid-swing and get knocked the fuck out.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
I think Alf said that earlier this morning. He's going to punch Gabe Vincent.
Yeah, I mean, KZ just needs to like just trip in front of Jokic because he does it all the damn time. It won't even look weird.
Don't trust KZ with no goddamn assignments, man.
No. Don't give him an assignment. But I like what Jack is saying though. You give him a job, like he gotta get blooded in. You feel me? Like, you know, hey, you gotta go out here, cuz, and you gotta knock this man down, dog. You know what I mean? You gotta do something, because that's a very good point. Because at first I was like, where's he going? Somebody on the bench, you gotta prove himself. But you're exactly right. Like, let me know you're not soft, bro, because I really don't know that about KZ Apollo. Like, come out here and foul this man. We don't need you. If anybody got six fouls to give, you got six fouls to give.
Don't do that to KZ. Don't do that.
Nah, he gotta show and prove. I feel you on don't that.
He gotta earn his contract some kind of way.
Like, he gotta get his locker room cred together. Like,
not by getting his ass whooped on national TV. Don't do that.
I just don't trust him to hit the right person. Well, you gonna be out here trying to fight Andy Ellisberg thinking it's Jokic. Cortez, what's happening November 29th? You have the inside scoop.
Okay, so I know somebody that has talked to Udonis Haslam numerous times, okay? This person has talked to Udonis after the incident. They would not reveal to me, because of journalistic reasons, what exactly Udonis said about what happened, what's going to happen. But this person did summarize what Udonis said in one word. And so what I'm reporting is that one word that summarizes what Udonis has said about what happened and what's going to happen. Okay. That one word is the word war.
Oh, that's right.
Shit.
November 29th, it's on and popping. It's not even a basketball game. When Brass says we win, he's right. And it might not be like on the scoreboard. There's a lot of ways to win November 29th.
That's right.
And I'm with you. I think it's going to be like it's going to be a lineup of Yurt, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent, KZ, and Caleb, like playing 48 minutes, because they're just. I think they're going to throw down their gloves at the tip off. Just like you said it on Twitter, man, Cortez. It's going to be like a hockey game. You throw down the gloves right at.
Tweeted out the starting lineup.
Drop the puck.
It involves Jimmy Butler, Dwayne Dedman, PJ Tucker, Markieff Morris, Udonis Haslam. I mean, that's the starting five.
All bets. All
I'm just
bets
hoping we get the same home cooking that the Nuggets got the last game.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to sign Aaron Ekblad to a two-way contract.
Oh, there we go. We need some hockey for it. We need some Panthers out there.
Question.
Does anybody know a Panther besides Ekblad?
Bro.
Barkov.
Spencer Knight, the Knighter, bro. I could do Panthers. You want to talk Panthers? I'll talk Panthers. You're the best team in the league.
Let's get Bobrovsky out here.
Are they still good?
Yeah, they just kicked the Devils' ass tonight.
They play the same night
every time the Heat play. You just got it. The second screen is on the Panthers.
Well, I'm not putting a second screen up. I can barely pay attention. I was drunk since 5 o'clock. You think I can pay attention to two fucking screens? I have no idea. Someone told me Gabe Vincent played well tonight. I have no clue. I didn't see that shit. What the fuck are you talking about? You're talking about paying attention to the Panthers. I can barely pay attention to the Heat. God damn it. Go ahead, Moose. You were saying something about something.
Great. Awesome segue. Thank you. I was...
Is this Moose at the movies? Like, what are we doing? What movie are you doing?
I was saying, we still got Alonzo Mourning a part of the organization somehow. Can we just bring him down from the front office for a quick fight? You know,
listen, I want Keith Askins out there. Keith Askins out there. Taking his glasses off and beating the shit out of somebody.
Can you envision the Jokic brothers showing up with Keanu Reeves in character as John Wick? Or like some of those like Russian wrestler dudes who are in
that would be Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But no, the whole Jokic brother thing is like too many people have watched John Wick and taken. And they're like, oh, don't fuck with Serbians. Don't fuck with a roided up dude from Kendall. Get the fuck out of my goddamn face.
Yes.
Cortez, tell him. Like, yo, I was like, yo, your Jokic brothers bought tickets to the game. bro, I don't give a fuck.
The fact that they bought tickets.
You know how many dudes like found that out and were like, oh my God, what a challenge. I'm going to shoot up so many steroids and fucking fentanyl and go down to the fucking Miami Heat Arena and show them how Kendall gets down. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Hey, don't, Jokic brothers, I don't care how badass you think you are, do not go down to the fucking FTX Arena thinking you about that life, because there's a whole bunch of Miami dudes that want to prove their mettle.
Like, the Jokic brothers are intimidating in maybe other cities, perhaps most cities. Not in Miami, man.
No.
Like, they give away steroids and cocaine. Like, get out of here, bro.
Diamond
like,
dozen at 11.
Yeah. This plus, every video that people point to them where they're so scared of them, it's like, first of all, they're in a Denver arena, okay? And it's the two of them.
They're doing a whole lot of hold me back. Hold me back.
There's a little black lady security guard holding them both back.
Right.
Meanwhile, there are a couple of dorks, man. I saw some like sideline reporters sitting next to them during the game, like interviewing them. They're like nothing. They're not intimidating at all.
Well, I saw some video, and one of them had on one of those like rhine studded like dragon shirts, you know how dudes wear sometimes. Like Buddy had like a whole like
straight out jersey short,
like an Ed Hardy shirt. Like.
Yes, and I was like, "Are you serious, cuz? It's 2021. You got on a I'm a fake biker shirt."
I have been kicked out by so many bouncers that are bigger than the Jokic brothers. Listen, I have been thrown down the steps at Space by motherfuckers that would kick the Jokic brothers' ass.
Damn, they threw you down steps.
Yeah, like twice. I've been thrown out of steps at Space twice.
That's what you do. We're not gonna... who can't pay the vig. Get thrown downstairs.
No, I try to fight Dolphins offensive linemen. But that's the story for another day.
You trying to fight the Pouncy Bros?
No, I'm not fighting no Pouncies. It was a...
As long as it's not the Pouncies, you can beat up any Dolphins offensive lineman. So
well, that means 2021, yeah, I could. Let's go to the gaga of the game, because I made Brass pull these clips. We got to use them.
Yes.
No, it was, I think it was Brian McKinney I tried to fight.
Oh,
terrible fucking idea.
We don't want to know that.
It was a terrible fucking idea, by the way. All right, so there's a dunk coming up here. I can't remember which one it was.
I love the play-by-play.
Oh, yes. It's
Oh, here goes Bam. Gah, 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 gah. Was that Bam? Oh, yeah. Yes.
Where's the other dunk?
We got other dunks.
You know what it is?
Love it, man.
You know what?
What does he mean by that?
I love it. What does he mean by that? You know why I love this one so much? There's so many times that Bam does this and he finger rolls it in. Like, this time it was like, fuck it, I can dunk from fucking the dotted line. Like, stop. I just saw Terrence Ross do it the other day.
Yeah, I see, yeah, he's like, I'm gonna dunk over CRISPR.
Oh, yeah. You gotta watch out for CRISPR.
Right, let's go.
Look at that guy with that fucking idiot with a fucking headband. And there was another dunk here, I suppose.
Oh, don't suppose.
It's the segment, so
I don't know. I don't remember what I fucking pulled.
I just want to watch these plays unfold a little bit, man.
Yeah, look at that.
Beautiful shit. Up.
Don't suppose.
Look at PJ.
Don't suppose.
Oh, he messes. Right, he like, fuck.
Don't suppose.
Oh, here you go.
Gah.
This was the moment where he was like, I finally did it. I made it.
Yeah. Yo, I didn't
he
know
did confirm dunk. That that's his first career dunk.
I didn't know he could dunk, much less from the fucking dotted. Like,
neither did he.
Get it, Gabe. Yeah. Get it, Gabe.
He's like Bow Wow and like Mike. He just wore the right shoes today.
Yo. You gonna stop disrespecting Gabe. you gonna stop that bullshit.
Well, Gabe kind of looks like Tai Lung, the bad guy from the first Kung Fu Panda movie.
No, he did. Y'all better leave Jesus Gabe Christ. Alone. Leave Last Gabe one. Alone.
That was not as exciting as a game one.
Yeah, no, with that Jimmy Steele. I always get hyped for those Jimmy Steele dunks.
Pick
man.
Six shit.
So good. So good.
I mean, I just feel like they were solid as fuck tonight. And I feel like what I'm getting from the Heat this year is consistency.
Yeah.
Like, which, Jack, I don't feel like I've gotten that shit from them for, like, in the last, like, I guess, I feel like saying two seasons, but like Ryan said earlier, that's just about, you know, 368 days. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I'm getting consistency out of them, and it, I don't know if that's just having a proper offseason. I don't know if having a real power forward and not, you know, Trevor Ariza out here looking like Gator from Dave. Like, I don't know what it is. No, listen, that Trevor Ariza power forward experiment, like, we all got to admit.
Remember how excited we were, though, for like 3.5 games? We're like,
oh. Yeah, oh, look at Trevor. Listen, this shit was a fucking disaster.
Mm-hmm. Remember Avery Bradley, how excited we got over
there? Oh, Avery Bradley.
Yo.
On ball defender, my ass.
Jack, yeah. I think you and I were kind of we were in on
the
that.
The day they signed Avery Bradley, I texted Brass. I said, fuck this.
Yeah.
Fuck Pat Riley. I was just so angry about the signing. I didn't mean it. Pat Riley would never say that. I know you're watching. Friend of the show.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Guaranteed,
he's not. Drip drop, Godfather.
That dude had
The consistency has been incredible, not just game to game, but quarter to quarter. Right. Like, they're getting leads and they're holding leads. And outside of, like, the Jazz, and the Jazz are just incredible, and they have, like, a ton of shooters, so they can get back into a game like that. But, like, they're holding leads. They're not digging themselves into too many holes. And when they are, like, they're getting themselves out of them. Like, they have guys like
That's what I was laughing at.
Somebody said Maddox was going crazy for more Harkless. Never
he could be
forget.
The guy, right, Maddox? He could be that guy. For somebody else.
He could have been what Jeremy Grant was for whoever he was playing for at the time. He could have been that. Y'all still don't get why y'all think that's so crazy. Like, Jeremy Grant is
that shit is crazy.
Paragon of success. I think it could have been that.
You don't get why we think it's so crazy?
Jeremy Grant plays, so he can't be that great.
That's what I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like I'm giving him some huge compliment. Like, it's Jeremy Grant.
Listen, calling Mo Harkless Jeremy Grant is calling me Idris Elba.
Jeremy Grant. Yeah.
No.
Yes,
no,
it is.
It's calling you Sinbad.
It's not calling you Idris Elba.
It's calling you different world era Sinbad. It's calling Hillman basketball coach Sinbad.
I couldn't hold Sinbad's oversized pants. So
we're still trying to get to 600 subs so Gianni can get a Max Strus jersey because he said some shameful shit about Max Strus few weeks ago. We do have some subs that I would like to call out tonight. My fucking stream didn't update, but Heat Culture DC gifted 10 subs tonight.
Oh,
so
shit.
Shout out to Heat Culture DC. I think I saw J-Jock, I think. I think I saw that earlier. Eric the Great gave us 3 more Tier 1 subs. And thank you to everyone who throws money at this. I mean, you are the one reason that we do this. You are the best.
One reason?
One reason. We just need one. Two, culture.
One time.
Culture.
One reason for the chat, y'all. Drip drop.
Oh, and I Can Be Your Hero gave out 5 Tier 1 subs. So thank you. Thank you, Christian.
We got to be at 600 at this point.
No, not yet.
We're not? Okay,
subbing. We're getting there.
Keep subbing to get G into a Max Strus jersey.
That will be his original size.
I think and Max Strus is a guy.
D Wade jersey.
Oh, please.
Screaming.
I think Max Strus is blooded in already.
Speaking of, I think, Wade,
we're talking about with KZ, yes. If you let, like, I think Max Strus would easily take those fouls on Jokic with no problem. Like, I feel like he in it.
Now, we need him too much.
We might, but I feel like if you ask him to do the same thing we were talking about,
of course
he's like, yo, Max Strus, go out here and bust this boy.
He's from Chicago.
Yeah, he's from south side of Chicago. So south that it's like Evanston, but like.
And if you've been to Evanston, you know He ain't taking no punch for nobody.
What's up? What's up, Cortez?
Well, before I get to Dwayne, wait, on Struess, by the way, I've heard so many road announcers pronounce his name Struss or whatever, and it's crazy.
Chris did it tonight, by the way.
Who did it tonight?
Maddox did it tonight.
You'll still hear Chris hit him with a Spolestra.
Yeah, easily.
So Struess has no chance.
I called Coach Spolestra to his face when we did media day one year. Holy he was shit. Like, I got to ask a question in the press conference. It's like, Spolestra.
Jesus Christ.
Woefully ignorant. But go ahead. Go ahead, Cortez.
No, Maddox's Wi-Fi is so bad, it's tripping me up because he's like shoving ice in his mouth, but he's talking at the same time.
He's still talking right now.
Unbelievable. Alf, you were so drunk tonight. I'm just curious if you saw Dwayne Wade, what your reaction was. I had some weird feelings watching it because I keep tweeting this Dwayne Wade hate. And I'm so pissed that he went to Utah. But then I saw him tonight and my heart kind of melted. But I was also made uncomfortable by how Eric Reed was. Like that
It was so weird. It was so creepy, right?
Weird. For a whole quarter and a half, he stopped watching the game. He stopped announcing our game. He didn't say a single play-by-play detail for 2.5 quarters, bro. He just stared at Dwayne Wade's eyes.
I've never even looked at my wife the way that Eric Reed looked at Dwayne Wade tonight. Like, it was so fucking creepy. He's like,
I'm pretty sure he giggled at one point.
He did giggle. Like, absolutely. Not even a chuckle. Not even a hearty chuckle.
No. It was a straight up giggle. Yeah.
Listen, you guys getting fucking sentimental or getting upset that Dwayne Wade took an ownership stake in the Utah Jazz. Like, Hornets great Michael Jordan. Like, Marlins great Derek Jeter. Like, get the fuck over it. Like, Indiana Pacers great Larry Bird. Like, get the fuck over it.
Do you know what Heat Lifer means, bro? It's not just a saying.
It actually is. It's a fucking slogan.
No.
Like, it's a way of life.
He will always be a part of the Heat family.
It is absolutely a slogan. The motherfucker would have played in Chicago.
It's a way of life.
And Cleveland, I'm not sure about the Cleveland thing.
He did that to get Jimmy Butler.
And the Cleveland thing, I think that was all Photoshop and deep dark web fakes and shit. Like, I don't believe that shit.
He did that to get Jimmy Butler. He may be doing this to get Donovan Mitchell. Just saying.
Listen.
Just saying. He already said, hey, if he leaves, don't get mad at me. Don't put that
my
on
favorite
me.
Thing about Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade went over there to get some money. And then they were like, are we going to keep Donovan Mitchell over here? And he was like, who the fuck is we?
We came out here to get a check.
Brass, I see somebody else in the chat. Apparently somebody is upset about Cortez.
Upset about Cortez? Oh, my God.
Talking shit about the 29th.
Oh, really? He's here, huh?
Talking shit about Kendall and
Oh Jesus, Cortez! You're gonna have to handle this guy, man. I don't know what his deal is.
Apparently, yeah. Somebody's. Oh shit! No. Outside the FTX, waiting for Cortez, waiting for
What's
his mouth.
What's going to on, motherfuckers? What's up, culture chatter?
I don't like this game at all. This is a dangerous game you guys are playing.
What's going on, brother? Listen, I heard you say we're going to war. Yeah, I'm from Serbia. You know how many wars we've been through? I drink blood. I drink blood for dinner. And
for dinner.
Yes, besides that, I must say I'm loving the weather. This place is actually not that bad. That Molly girl, fantastic. She made me feel so many things. But I plan on taking you, Donis, downtown. And by downtown, I mean I'm going to kick his ass all over the floor. Listen, Jokic may not play, but I'm going to be starting out on the court looking for a parakeet. I already have my tickets in hand.
A parakeet?
Oh, shit.
Wow. And I made sure, baby, to find a hookup so I am close by. So when you snort that cortical chatter, just know I will be there. Behind you, waiting to kick your ass. This is war, and I will not lose.
Anything to say, Cortez? He's
waiting to take your ass.
Bro, I'm not. Dude, this is a dangerous game, and he played it so fucking well. I'm not playing this game, bro. No.
That's right. You cannot play the game. You know why? Because I write the rules. And in this game, I always win.